is giving, praise the name of the Lord, he gave his only begotten son, so that whosoever, do we have any whosoever's on this line that can give one? Yes. Doesn't matter where you're coming from. Yes. Doesn't matter what your testimony is. Hallelujah. There's neither Jew, Gentile, bond free, male free, male. All you have to do, as many as would believe, to them, he can make you become. He's got the power for what he did on Calvary's cross. Oh, to transition you from death to life. This is why I came. It is unto this end whereby I was born. Oh, hallelujah. He hung. He died. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. By his stripes, we are what? We are healed today.
We are healed.
We are healed. And he finished the work. He finished the work. Love kept him there. Hallelujah. And now it is finished. Hallelujah. They killed. They died. He died for them. They stretched him wide. Hallelujah. Hung him high. They mocked him, as the songwriter says. All this he did for you and I. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, hallelujah, he has proclaimed, even before he had rose again, he proclaimed, praise God, hallelujah, it is finished. The price is paid. He's risen now. Given a name above every name now. Come on, give God some praise.
God,
now every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is is truly Lord. He is the God of all realms. Hallelujah. He is indeed God himself that came to die for you and I, and we give him praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just one other song today, a little out of context. We're not going to sing it, but we all know the traditional loving song of Amazing Grace. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amazing Grace. Mm-hmm. It took his love to give us this favor now. All that's left for you is to receive it for yourself. And, you know, there's a songwriter, Chris Tomlin, that took that song and added a factor to it, which I love so dearly. And the songwriter, we know the traditional realm of the phrase or the lyrics, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound.
Hallelujah.
That saved a wretch like who? Like me. I once was lost, but now I'm fine. Bound, and I was blind, but now I see. It was grace. Y'all got to know that. It was simply his love and favor. Grace.
Yeah.
And mercy.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That taught my heart to fear. And grace my fears relieved. How precious did the grace appear. The hour. I said the hour. The moment.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
You fix it all. You don't have to do anything. The moment that I believe you become free, redeemed, conceived a new creation, given the heritage of eternal life. To reign with him. Oh my God. He died for this.
Amen.
He died to deliver it to you. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, we celebrate of the day. Oh, receive of the day. And here's the beauty of this particular psalm. Brother Chris Townsend states, my chains are now gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, his mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised. I said, the Lord has promised now. Good to me. His word, my hope, is secure. He will be my shield my portion be as long as his life endures. He says, my chains are gone. Oh, hallelujah. My chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, his mercy reigns. Unending love. Amazing grace. Oh, let's give God some praise today. Give him one more round of praise. Give him one more round of praise.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Amen.
We love you, Lord.
Oh, praise the name.
Thank you, praise.
All of this out of love.
Yes.
God so loved. His love found a way. So now it's left for everybody that's on this line. Perhaps it's the first time it's really ringing in your spirit. And that's the way he has designed it. Except the glorious light of the gospel now really illuminates in your heart and you receive it and surrender it all for yourself. Praise the name. But when that happens, it is directed of God. No man can even come to him except he be drawn of the Holy Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. If you're being touched today, if you're being illuminated today, oh, hallelujah, say yes. All that's left for you to say yes.
Yes.
He finished it. He hung. He completed it. All for you. Praise the name of the Lord. That's what we celebrate. That's what we commemorate. Oh, on this resurrection Sunday. When he has finished it all. Praise the name of the Lord. They buried him. Thinking that he was done. Praise the name of the Lord. But I heard somebody say, that's not how the story ends. Can you say amen? That ain't how it is. Hallelujah. 3 days later, he rose again. Praise the name of the Lord. I heard somebody say, it ain't over. Till God says it's over. Come on, give God
Amen.
On the third day, just like he said he would, he rose again. And he lives. I said he lives. I said he lives. Christ Jesus lives today. The old songwriter said, how do you know he lives? Oh, I know he lives because the life that I now have in the Spirit, he lives within my soul. He literally abides now in me, the new creation. And as a result of receiving his redemption, and the result of receiving what he did for me, I'm a new creation now, and he lives in me now. And this is just the beginning. One day I'm going to reign with him. One day I'm going to go into the heritage. All of this occurred because Jesus, hallelujah, came into this world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It said, unto this end was I born. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. And if you are now the sons of God, let this mind be in you now that was also in Christ, and that he humbled himself. Jesus became of no reputation. It was obedient to the call, even to the call of the death of the cross. And as a result, God has highly exalted him now. He sets at the right hand. Oh, hallelujah. Now he's there for you and I. Will you receive him today? Will you receive the sacrifice that he came to give you? Oh, praise the name. This is not about an Easter bunny. It's not about a colorful egg. Oh, Satan is always trying to distract you from the loving power of God and what he has provided for you. Oh, hallelujah. It is the answer. It's about you being redeemed, not through anything that you could do on your own, but the substitute that he became for you and I. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We glorify him.
Thank you, Lord.
We compel.
Yes.
All men.
Compel.
Receive this glorious life of gift. It doesn't even seem just, give it justice to say a gift. Oh, hallelujah. But it is a gift.
Oh, hallelujah.
You can't earn it. You can't earn this.
Mm-hmm.
He's fixed it. Can you believe it? Then all you have to do is receive it. Oh, hallelujah. And Jesus said, I came to give life. And that more abundantly. Praise the name of the Lord. Came to give eternal life. John, as we read 3:16-17. So just know that he did not come into this world to condemn you, to condemn the world, but to save sinners through the act of what would pay the price, which would be the acceptable, hallelujah, the acceptable price that God alone will only take his life as a ransom, as an exchange, that is. But he paid the ransom. Hallelujah. You didn't earn this. You cannot earn it in any realm. It is only Jesus that paid it all.
Exactly.
It is only him. Hallelujah. When there could be no other sacrifice, he became
the
sacrifice. So I want you to know on this line today, as we usher in the true realm of the power of the gospel, we are not dissuaded. We are not distracted. Can we say amen? Oh, we understand the prophetic time that the gospel would be perverted. Oh, it's about Jesus and him crucified. His death, his burial, his resurrection. That's what satisfies. That's what allows you today to be redeemed back into the wonderful arms of the loving God of all creation. Praise
Amen.
The name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus said, I am the door. There is no other door. Come on, give God some praise. Except any man come by through me, you cannot get back to the Father. Don't you let the enemy in this time, prophetic time, distract you. Don't you allow the false perverted gospels that try to make it Jesus plus something else or Jesus minus something else.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. It's all about what he accomplished on that cross.
Amen.
That's the only way. There's only one way whereby man can be saved.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
It is available to you. And this is what we celebrate on this glorious Resurrection Sunday. Praise the name of the Lord. So as we go to the scriptures, we want to take the time just a moment. And we want to take your attention back to, as we lead up, and we're not going to be way off of our time today. But we want to take the totality of the gospel today.
Okay.
Hallelujah. It really began on that Christmas Eve when God became flesh. He found a way to be born into this world. The babe was immaculately conceived. And he was conceived knowing his purpose. Then Jesus dwelled on this earth 33 and a half years. We see through the gospel now of his existence, hallelujah, as that babe child, and then moving on in his adult realm and ministry, 33 and a half years, miracles and assembling the followers of the disciples, hallelujah, of speaking the spiritual realm of who he was, speaking that he was the Son of God, but he was rejected. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
He came unto his own, and his own received him not.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But he continued. He knew what was ahead. But he continued for you and I. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. So as we go back to real quickly and work our way up to this glorious resurrected time, we just remind ourselves back at last Sunday when we dealt with the Palm Sunday message. On that Palm Sunday, that was Jesus' entrance into Jerusalem. And as we covered, he knew that that was a descension and entrance into Jerusalem, that the hour would come, that he would now, he was close, oh hallelujah, to being indeed your sacrifice. Stripes, bruised, mocked, hung, hallelujah, ridiculed, all for you and I. Didn't say a mumbling word. He hung there, didn't say a mumbling word. Although he was God, although he could have rained down 10,000 angels, he hung there for you and I. Because a price has to be paid for sin. We indeed were condemned. But now that he's finished it, if you will receive him today, new life is given, we're redeemed back to the Father. And then in Romans 8, we see what this becomes the mantra, that therefore now anyone that finds themselves by receiving Christ, hallelujah, that are in Christ Jesus, there is no more any condemnation for them. All of the penalty. Oh, we all were born into sin, shaped in iniquity, separated, oh, from the outstretched arms. Sin had separated us. But Jesus was the only component that could change it. This is what caused him, oh, to take his entry as being born into this world. He was even disrespected and ridiculed in his entry into this world. The Christ child that had no place to lay his head. Oh, come on, get God. From day one, from moment one. But he endured it all for you and I. Jesus said, it was unto the end whereby I was born. Are you glad for that kind of love today? Don't miss out on it. Receive that love for yourself. Praise the name of the Lord. As many as would just simply really receive, to them now there's power to become the sons of God. You become something, not just free, not just redeemed, but you're conceived and you literally become a new spiritual creation, even the Son of God. Oh, somebody give God some praise.
This is why he bore.
Yeah.
This is why he took the stripes. This is why he was mocked. This is why he hung. Oh, praise the Lord. This is why he was buried. And this is why he rose in victory, because it was finished. The price was paid.
Hallelujah.
Oh, the solution was delivered. Oh, hallelujah. Now, we just preach that good news to whosoever will now. How many are glad that you received the good news of the gospel for yourself today? Mm-hmm. So he enters the last chapter of his 33 and a half years. The miracles have been completed. The life in the pilgrimage with the disciples, and all of the glorious spiritual allegories, and all of the glorious parables that were spoken, which were trying to point us to really the spiritual realm of what was to come. Praise the name of the Lord. When he completed his earthly ministry, it was coming to the end. And then there in Jerusalem, go headed down to Jerusalem. Oh, entering that Jerusalem realm, and the very people that will cry out, Hosanna, Hosanna, hallelujah, blessed be the name that comes in the name of the Lord. We understood that those will be, some days later, the very ones that will call for his head. Oh, come on, give God some praise. Jesus knew it. But he looked beyond it. Those would be the very ones that would accept that would relieve the common thief over him. That Pilate himself said, I could find no fault in the man. That the chief elders of the religious structure, it started with them. They conspired, the Jewish leaders, against Jesus, and they delivered him into the hands of the government that would indeed allow him to be crucified. Hallelujah. But before they delivered the very people that he came to save, you and I, humanity, even the Jew first, he presented to Pilate. He said, I can find no fault. I'm not going to do this. It's your choice. And the very ones that he came to save, amen, convicted him with no just ties, but false witnesses. And he hung there. He continued there for you and I. Somebody give God some praise today. I'm talking about the gospel. Hallelujah. I'm talking about what he endured out of love for you and I. And without it, he knew that you and I, whosoever will, even on this line, could not change your perishing realm of separation and sin. That he would have to be, he'd have to pay the ransom. He'd have to pay the price. Are you glad he loves you that way? Are you glad that he is me? So there in Matthew, hallelujah, we know there in Matthew, as we dealt with on last week, the 26th chapter. Amen. And we studied there a little bit in 36. And we knew where he then entered into Jerusalem. They strolled in the palm trees and the garments before. They received of Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. So you got to know that indeed those proclamations, even with truly the opposer of God, which is Satan himself, he's real. He's always trying to short circuit. Oh, praise the name of the Lord, what Jesus has for you and I. Don't you think that Satan is not real? Come on, give God some praise. Amen. He fanned the flames. That crowd of those that he came for. And they indeed, shortly thereafter, after welcoming him with that cry, amen, they would turn against him. But amen, Jesus knew that and looked beyond. And on his way now, even into that great time, where he knew what was ahead, that they would arrest him. The time and the hour was come. He would have one last supper with those disciples. And he knew that the hour thereby after, that his time had come. Praise God. But before he even got to that last supper, coming out of the experience of that indeed Palm Sunday and his entry into Jerusalem. He knew it was the last chapter, and he went to the Garden of Gethsemane, had a moment of humanness, amen, and he prayed, amen, Father, if this cup could pass me, let it pass. And then the Spirit of God came to him and said, and he gathered that strength, and he said, no, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. It was the will of the Father for him to die, for him to continue. He prayed that prayer three times in Gethsemane. Oh, y'all hear this thing? Amen. And the third time, once it was settled. The disciples didn't even have the ability to stick with him and pray. He was alone. Can you say amen? Amen. That's the subtle writer says. Amen. He was alone in this. Hallelujah. Amen. It was him alone for you and I. He had no buttress. He had no support. God's love, oh, hallelujah, was all resignated. Oh, praise God, and to the Son of God. Come on, give God some praise. He loved you. Oh, hallelujah, that way.
Amen.
And we know it does. He continued in Gethsemane. Praise the name of the Lord. That third time, he came resolved in his spirit. And literally, in that last third round, that's what, due to the indeed treason, the betrayal of Judas, the guards would be directed to him and literally come to arrest him after he had prayed to continue to be your sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Oh, give God some praise.
Yeah, hallelujah.
And they seized him and they arrested him. And we see that realm all in Matthew 26. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Verse 47. We see that arresting, if you will. Hallelujah. And then we see that they took him. And I want you to turn real quickly with me. And we'll be done here soon. Hallelujah. In Matthew 26. In 47 or 57, let's do that. Where did they take him when they arrested him? Did they take him directly to Pilate in the governmental structure that had the authority of his ultimate crucifixion? No. Before it even got to there, it was literally, and I want you to know this, y'all don't mind some teaching, do you? Praise God. That indeed, he first was taken and put before. Let's see in verse 57. Matthew 26 and 57. And they that had laid hold on Jesus led him away to Caiaphas. Who was that? The high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. These were the elders of his of the Jewish faith. These were the high priests that ended up conspiring against Jesus. The very ones that he came to save. The very ones in which he was the lineage of. The very covenants that he came to fulfill to the Jews, to God's chosen people. They were the very ones, praise God, that would ultimately conspire to deliver him to be killed. Why? Because he posed a threat, a religious threat, to their authority and power. Praise God. By preaching in the synagogue, the truth, the realm of being the Son of God, and what he was there to accomplish. Oh, this thing is real today. It's not an Easter bunny, but it is about a sacrificial realm and plan that God had ordained before the foundation of the world. I said this was ordained before the foundation of the world. And in time, his hour had come. Are you glad he continued on your behalf or my behalf? Hallelujah. Are you glad he loved you so? That in spite of it, he continued. Then we see that those elders, verse 50, 8. Peter, follow him afar off to the high priest's palace, and went in and sat with him. Amen. Hallelujah. Servants to see the end. And now the chief priests. These are your bishops. These are those that are in the highest realm, if you will, to give a little comparison. The religious leaders, I want you to see this, are the ones that Satan was able to use first to turn him over and literally be the true planners, conspirers against Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. And we see that in that 59th verse. Now the chief priests and the elders and all the council sought false witness against Jesus to put him to death. Oh, do you think he loved you? Do you think he loved me?
Yeah.
To take it all, the false, the mocking, let alone the physical torture that was yet ahead. All of this he took because he knew there was no other way. When God could find no other sacrifice, the word tells us, God himself, through Christ, became the sacrifice.
Yes.
Then we see as we fast forward, praise the name of the Lord, we see that during that time, what would Peter do? Would he jump in and try to set the record straight?
No.
He denies him. He had a chance and he denies him, and Jesus told him, before the Pope closed 3 times, you're going to deny me. Peter said, oh, no, I would never deny you.
Never.
But here he is, denied, not daring to stand and proclaim the innocence of the very Christ that he followed. That he was in discipleship, amen, all throughout his earthly journey, he would deny him.
Yeah.
Well, don't you tell me Satan doesn't have influence. Come on, get down some praise. Mm-hmm. Don't you tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And then what happened? Praise God. In chapter 27 there, these high priests, the council, the religious leaders, hallelujah, delivered him now before Pilate, before the governmental structure, the governor that had the authority. Verse 27, verse 1, and when the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And verse 2 says, and when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Praise the name of the Lord. And we know the story as we got to move forward. Even Pilate himself examined it, said, I find no fault in this man. Praise the name of the Lord. And he went before the people and gave them opportunity. Are you sure you want to do this? Praise the name of the Lord. Are you sure you want to take this man whereby I find no fault? Whereby there is no proof? Whereby trumped up charges, false witnesses, by the religious structure, oh, hallelujah, had conspired. But instead, Pilate in 27:11, and Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, "Art thou the King of Jews?" And Jesus said unto him, "Thou sayest." And when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then said Pilate unto him, verse 13, "Hearest thou now how many things they witness against you? You don't see all of this that they have up against you." He said nothing. He let it continue. Because he knew that he had to die for you and I. He could have rained down 10,000 angels. Hallelujah. But he continued for you and I. Praise the name of the Lord. You know the story that he then even put before the people. Praise the name of the Lord. The multitude. Verse number 20. Praise God. 27:20. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask, hallelujah, for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. He gave them the choice, and they chose a common thief over Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 21 says, the governor answered and said unto them, rather, which one of the two will you that I should release unto you? They said, who? Jesus? No. Barabbas. Hallelujah. Pilate said unto them, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? And they all say unto him, let him what? Be crucified. Be crucified. Oh, somebody say amen today. Continue. He endured. He could have rained down 10,000 angels. No man take my life. I lay it down. Because this is the only way whereby man could be saved. God loved you so that he gave his only begotten son. It was unto this end that Jesus was born. Then we see the story of verse 27, how they mocked, how the soldiers mocked him, as he even carried on his back the cross all the way up to Golgotha's hill. The torture, the slain all along the way, the beatings. All of that he bore, because he represented sin and the punishment that was due you and I. It cost him.
Amen.
So that we could be free. Oh, good God, so praise. I'm talking about the Easter message.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. We don't mind taking the time, even today, as we wrap it up. We want to hear the whole, we want to hear the whole love story. This is a love story. Somebody give God some praise. What greater love? What greater love than a man would lay down his life? There is no greater love.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. God's love all the way. And let me tell you, if you receive it to yourself, oh my God, you receive the eternal life. You receive the release from the bondage of the old sin nature. The penalty is wiped away. It's put to death with Christ, and you raised up in the newness of his resurrection. But you must receive it. Hallelujah. What he has done on your behalf. Oh, hallelujah. But it's all finished. It's all there for you and I. All right. Just give me 8 minutes.
Amen.
He knows on here. Oh, how many love the Lord today? How many love
Amen.
Your Lord today?
Amen.
Then we know. We know. Hey, hallelujah. Verse 40, it says, hallelujah, thou that destroyest the temple It buildeth it in 3 days. This is you. What do you say? Look at the back. Save yourself now. You talk about saving the temple. You need to save yourself. If thou truly be the Son of God, come down off of that cross.
Oh.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Verse 41 says, likewise also. Y'all see that? Those were the Roman structure. Mm-hmm. There's who charged in at the same room? The same chief priests. They come right behind them. They add to the body. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. They add to the mocking. And they say likewise, also the chief priests mocking him with the scribes and the elders. Oh, my God. The very people, the Jewish culture that he first came, the first church. God's chosen people, which he was of, they mocked him. Right along with those Roman soldiers. But the governmental rule, that is. Verse 42 said, he saved others. How come he cannot save himself? If he be the king of Israel, let him come down from that cross. And we will then believe him. Hallelujah. I said, he took the mocking. He took the ridicule. Love, capital pain, for you and I. And then we drop down 45 and we see his death. While then, praise God, the sixth hour, there was darkness. Notice here, darkness, praise the name of the Lord. Mr. Valerie, we got some distortion. Now then, him the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. In about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice. That ninth hour, hanging on that cross, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, my God, why have thou forsaken me? With all the ridicule, all the beating, hanging on the cross, in that ninth hour, the last of his breath, he would say, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. My God, why have you forsaken? What is he referring to? At that point, God saw him indeed strictly in the realm of the punishment for sin. He was forsaken because he was the substitute for you and I. He was taking every punishment.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He indeed became indeed the punishment was received in his very body for you and I. And he was forsaken. He was forsaken for you and I. He became sin for each and every one of us. Eli, Eli, Lama Sabachthani. I'm talking about the true Easter message. I'm talking about the very crust whereby man can be saved. I'm talking about the only way, your separation. Hallelujah. That we're born in sin and the nature and the bondage thereby. There's only one way we can be freed. And when we receive him, guess what? The old man is buried in the grave, is put to death right along with Christ. But then we're resurrected, forgiven, redeemed. But not just that, but born again, new spiritual creation.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
You must be born again. You must be born again. All of this transpires, hallelujah, because it is finished. It is fixed. And all that's left for you to do is in your heart, hallelujah, receive of the day and confess and repent and yield your life to him. Oh, hallelujah, and you will not perish. You'll be redeemed and reign with him in the greater realm. Oh, even as the sons of God. Oh, somebody give God some praise. I'm talking about the glory.
Yes, Lord.
This is the good news, my friend. Oh, how many love him today? And you become his. You become the sons of God. And now we then are on our journey for just this season down here on earth. And then one day when our journey is over as the sons of God, we are going to move into the glorious final resurrection of eternity. And we'll go on to receive the reward just like Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. We indeed are so thankful for the understanding of the light that shined in our hearts. And that's what it takes. If this glorious light is shining in your heart, receive him by faith. And we become rescued, saved by grace through faith.
Amen.
And the faith is not even of yourself. It is the gift of God. Lest any man should boast. It takes God to touch your heart and implant faith, because the faith now of receiving this gospel and what he has done, it involves, you see, that love, and it involves a repentance. Lord, I've been living. Your arms have been stretched out. You've been inviting me to receive this glorious, loving privilege, but I've turned my back in my own pleasures, my own desires, the transgression against your will. Lord, forgive me for denying that love that you showed. I repent and I receive you. And the moment you do, amen, there comes a change. Come on, give God some praise. The blood of Jesus is applied to your life. Oh, hallelujah. And you become the sons of God, redeemed back to the Father. How many thank God today? How many thank God for Jesus?
Praise
the name of the
Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah. There's no other name. There's no other name whereby man could be saved. There is no other way. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will you receive him today? Because his love has ministered for you. Praise the name of the Lord. So we see his death there. I know we're out of time. Praise the name of the Lord. We've got a little bit. Let's finish up here. So we see his death there. And then he died for you and I. He hung on that cross. He took it all. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Amen. Then we drop down. Hallelujah. I'm just trying to move us through here. Amen. And died for you and I. Then he indeed, we see in verse 51, and behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. Let's drop down. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Let's drop down, if you will. So then in verse 54, so he died. Hallelujah. He gave up the ghost, as we see. He yielded up. Actually, we'll see that here in verse 50. Jesus, when he had cried again, the second time, Eli, 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 Sabachthani, the second time, again, with a loud voice, that second time, what did he do? He yielded up the ghost.
Oh,
be done. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And notice in verse 54, now when the centurions or the guards and they that were with him watching Jesus, they saw an earthquake. And those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. Oh, come on, give God some praise. But he hung there. He died for you and I. Love kept him there. Then we see the burial. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We see in verse 57. When the even was come, there came a rich man. Hallelujah. Named Joseph, and who also himself was Jesus' disciple. He went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. Let's drop down to verse 61. And there was Mary Magdalene and the other Mary standing over against the sepulchre, the tomb, the grave. Verse 62, now the next day that followed, the day of preparation, here we go again, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate. They still are done, saints. These chief priests, they still are done. Look at this. Praise the name of the Lord. Verse 62, now the next day, they followed the day of the preparation. The chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, Sir, we remember that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days, I will rise again. And he said, command, therefore, that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest these disciples will come by night, praise the name of the Lord, and steal him away, and say unto the people, he is risen. From the dead to the last era shall be worse than the first. You see here, Satan is not done. These inspired religious leaders who indeed were compelled to conspire against Jesus, it wasn't done enough. They came to Pilate and they said, you know, it was rumored that it would be a possible strategy, if you will, because it says that after the third day, he would be there, he would rise again. So they said, go, send the guards, shore up that tomb, that can't take place, that it can truly see, that he ain't went nowhere. Can you say amen? So they're still not done. I said, they're still not done. Praise the name of the Lord. But we know the story. How many know the story? That on that third day, I got a meal. Hallelujah. 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 How many know that's not how the story ends? Can you say amen? 3 days later, he would certainly rise again. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 He is risen. So we see here again, Pilate indeed went along. Hallelujah. I'm sure Pilate had to kind of pinch himself. Wait a minute. Isn't this your Jesus? Can you say that? Isn't this your Jesus? Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
But we know the story. Amen. Bear with us here. We see here, as we get to that realm of now 28, we see here, in verse 1, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, and behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. Hallelujah. Rolled back the stone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 4, we drop down. And for fear of him, amen, the keepers, the guards that were there supposedly to watch over, they did shake and became as dead men. those very ones that were to guard, amen. How many know that nothing was going to keep Jesus in that grave?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He got up.
Amen.
I said, he got up. Hallelujah. Yeah.
God raised him up.
Amen. Oh, so he goes on. Hallelujah. In verse, if you will. Oh, hallelujah. 8. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and then run to bring the disciples the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as they went to tell his disciple, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hell. Hallelujah.
Thanks, God.
And they came. Amen. I said they came and held him by the feet and worship him. Jesus had came and presented himself to them. Amen.
Amen.
To verse, they said, Jesus unto them, Jesus said, be not afraid. Let's go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. And then we know the story. Hallelujah. He would appear. Amen. Verse 12. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, say ye, his disciples came by night and stole them away while we slept. And as this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure him. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews. How many know that he lives today? Can you say he lives? I said, can you say he lives?
Yes.
Christ Jesus lives today. Hallelujah. He rose. He rose. He said it is finished. He supplied every demand. While he was buried there, the word of God tells us he went to the depths of Hades, of hell itself. It preaches authority. He preaches authority. Hallelujah. And he rose up in the power of the same resurrection that will raise you up if you will receive. We are baptized into his death, and we're also baptized into the resurrection of the newness of life. We thank him today. We praise him today. All of this was for you and I.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Can you not praise him? Can you not give him true glory on this Resurrection Sunday? It's well beyond this life that you now see. The moment you receive him, you will see the purpose of God saving you. You will see, he will then replace you. He will save you. You'll be lifted from condemnation. You'll be redeemed back to him. You'll be conceived a new spiritual creation. He will then live in you. But now we will be here. Jesus was the first son. We will be the sons of God. Just like Jesus had an end whereby he was sent of the Father, we now will be here as the sons of God with a purpose, and that's to spread the gospel for as long as we're here. And then one day, oh hallelujah, it's Jesus is going to appear. And then the dead in Christ are going to rise first. We that remain, the time of grace will be over. And we will meet Jesus in the air. We will receive the glorified body, the eternal body. Our labor down here will be over, and then we'll go on to be with the Lord through that final eternal realm, reigning with Christ. Oh, give God some praise, as many as will receive him. To him, you will become the sons of God. This is what Jesus did. This is the life eternal. This is the abundant life that Jesus had, and he didn't come to condemn the world, but to save them and conceive them, the sons of God. Will you say yes today? Come on, let's give God some praise.
Amen.
It is yours. God found the way. He loves you today. He loves you. And you can become, hallelujah, be loved. If you're on this line today and you have not received help, you are here right now. Oh, we see it every day. We that are on this line, some of us, across this country, we that I say, we once were in the same place. The light of the gospel shined. And we too were saved. You too. This is your finest hour. This is your time. The glorious light of the gospel. Just tell them yes right now. If you are on this line. Hallelujah. I want everyone to pray.
Yes.
Let's pray.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we thank you today. Oh, my dear Lord, we give you praise. Oh, we thank you for the love. Nothing can separate us from the love of you, Lord, our Father, that is in Christ Jesus. Your love has secured it. Oh, Lord, right now we thank you. And we say yes to you. As many as would believe in their house, in their hearts, confess with your mouth, your own mouth, my friend, the Lord Jesus Christ, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, and as a result, your price is paid, your sin is forgiven. If you receive that, hallelujah, you too will be saved. A new creation, hallelujah, quickened, conceived child of God, forgiven of every realm. Oh, hallelujah. And you become, oh, hallelujah, what he died for you to become. God became man in the flesh, in the sacrifice, so that we could become the sons of God. Yeah. Are you here? Just tell them yes.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I receive you into my heart, my life. Perhaps you are a child of God, and along the way in this time, oh, hallelujah, you've gotten away from understanding who you are. Hallelujah. Amen. Stir up, Lord. Stir up that gift in me. Stir up that new life. Lord, cause me to move back into the inner man and walk in the spirit and not in the flesh and continue, oh, to be who I am in you, whoever you are. Just tell them, Lord, yes, I receive you. Yes, I continue as your child. Yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes for myself. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Come on, let's give God praise on the line. Come on and give praise on the line. Hallelujah. Give him the Easter praise. God bless you today. What a glorious day. Oh, happy Resurrected Sunday. Oh, I'm so thankful that we know the true meaning, needless to say, not just knowing the true meaning, but knowing the plan that God had ordained to save you and I before the foundation of the world. And you have come to receive and understand. It's not by happenstance. This is your design time. Hallelujah. Receive for yourself. And if you are on this line, you can call me following this call. 248. Hallelujah. 561-0404. 248-561-0404. And we'll be there to pray with you. You can go to the website and receive many edifications, but there is a prayer request form. Oh, hallelujah. We'll be there to pray for you. Express it any way. That is GITWministries.com. That stands for Grace of the Word, GITWministries.com. Go on the website, fill out your prayer request, fill out a request to talk with the prayer ministry, the pastor, or hallelujah, perhaps become a part of the ministry. And we're here, oh hallelujah, with great joy to include you in the fellowship, and we all go on. Now it become the conforming work that your deed, hallelujah, God desired for us to be as we represent him now on this stage of our salvation as we do the work. And how many know one day the labor stage will be over? How many are glad to know it? And then we'll go on to fulfill the final round. But it's all predicated not on a religion, not on your works, but all of your faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ. It is yours. God bless you today. Again, let's give the Lord a hand praise. Come on, give the Lord a hand. Glory.